So let's continue where we left off. Yesterday we went through the first line, we're up to the second line. The second line of Rohos Sovanavshi. The second stanza of the Mosur focuses on the Golos of Mitzrayim. The Golos of Mitzrayim was the prototype. It was the catch-all. In Mitzrayim is Nichlal, the four Golios. Bavel, Parasumadai, Yavon, and Edom. So we have an entire stanza devoted to the Golos of Babel. So let's see what it says. Rose Savanavshi. With evils, Savanavshi, my soul has been satiated, satisfied, sated, biyogoin, and with sorrow, koichi kila, my strength has been, kila has been diminished, has been weakened, has been destroyed by the Egyptians. The Egyptians, they brought upon us terrible, terrible things. Let's read a few more words and we'll come back and explain. Chaya, my life, moru. What do you have moru, right? So it's another, meru. Okay, so the different nusach here. Bikushi, meru. Moru, Bikushi, okay, different nuschos. Beshibur, through the Shibur of the Malchus Egla, with the subjugation of the kingdom of the Egla. Now let's go one step at a time. Who is the Egla? Or to work backwards. The Egla is a code word for Mitzrayim. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Egla Yefeifia, which Chazal Darshan that Mitzrayim is compared to an Egla. To a calf, an egla is something that is very beautiful. And Chazal tell us that it's a real shame what became of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a beautiful malchus. On the one hand, the malchus of Mitzrayim had a lot to offer this world, but unfortunately, due to their choice of subjugating the Jewish people, this egla was slaughtered. Egla Yefei Thea Mitzrayim. It's a Farish Pasuk. Egla Yefei Thea Mitzrayim. The Pasuk is in Yirmiya Perek Memvav Pasuk Chaf. So this is drawn directly from Yirmiya. It's a beautiful mouth, Mitzrayim. And the Med, the Targum, Yonasam in Israel says, Malchusa Yeo Yayo Havas Mitzrayim. The Malchus of Mitzrayim was a beautiful Malchus. And due to the fact that it, in other words, it had sophistication, it had its own language, it had its culture, it had a lot what to offer. We learn many times, we learn you say for Yeshaya, the world power of every generation is always in the big picture of history is Mitzrayim. Many of the commentators said that today when you want to read the Nevuos of Yeshaya, and Yeshaya talks, he throughout the whole Sefer, he goes again, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. Who is Mitzrayim? In every generation, the superpower of the world is the Mitzrayim that he's addressing. The prophecy can be fulfilled in many, many layers. And America today is Mitzrayim. When you read Sefer Yeshaya and you come across Mitzrayim, there are five regions, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, there's going to be a Melech. Who's Mitzrayim? Well, interpret prophecy in many layers. In this generation, the Mitzrayim is America. They are. Enochnami. So some will argue that what are we doing here? We belong in Eretz Yisrael. You have to make Aliyah. Why have we not yet?
The only people who have had to stay at a Rabbanim here to push
the Balabatim out. It's not so simple.
That's what it says.
Look what happened in Paris. Look what happened in France. Who would have imagined 20 years ago that today there would be only that everyone is a mass exodus of Jews leaving France for Eretz Yisrael. Due to the incredible anti-Semitism in Muslim. Who would have imagined?
Even though there's a mass exodus, there's still a major population.
In France.
But they really
in France.
Gone, yeah.
A lot, but many people. So here it says, Rose Savanash, therefore, we work backwards, the Kushi, the difficulty of the Shibud Malchus Egla. Now let's go back. The commentators take note that there are three parts in this. There is the Nafshi, the Rose, the evil that my neshama has been sated. That's the first part. Then there is the Yogoin. The yogoin of koichi, my koyach has been diminished, has been kilo through yogoin. The third part is the chayai meiru bikoshi. These three parts correspond to the three different periods in Mitzrayim. The first tekuf of Golos is when Yaakov Avinu died. Until Yaakov Avinu died, Paro did not mishabed Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu's neshama is what's called with Kevon Shenifta Yaakov Avinu Nistemu Einehem Mitzoris Hashibut. This is what refers to in the first part. Okay, then the next part was Vayavidu Mitzrayim es bnei Yisrael beforech. Avoid the kasha, which breaks the bottom. What is a farach? Parach is back-breaking work, which is the next stage of Golos. But that wasn't the end. The third, the worst stage of Golos was Vayimoru es chayehem ba'avoid kasha. So they were. If you study Parshas Bereishis, and the commentator, this is what he does over here, and he's citing over here various sources for this, is that the Shibud in Mitzrayim was broken up into three different stages. First, everything was good. Yaakov Avinu dies. When he died, nothing happened yet. But right away, things changed. Their guardian angel, so to speak, was no longer there. The Shibud already began with the Petira of the Neshama of Yaakov Avinu. The next stage was, slowly, Paro said, you know, we have to build. The Jews just can't sit in Kailo. You have to participate in the culture. I'll be an example. And Paro himself went to lay bricks. The Medrash says that Paro himself, he got off his throne, he put on some work clothing, and he himself began to lay bricks, to lay the bricks of the pyramid. A couple of bricks. If I can lay some bricks, so can you Jews also? Can you also take off some time from Kailo during lunch? Come and lay some bricks. So that's when it all started. It began with a little work and began avodas perach, crushing labor which broke people's bones. And then came vayimor es chayehem. Kol habein hayiloid hayoret hashlichu. They began to deny the Jews from, they no longer gave them the straw. You had to go out into the fields and get the straw yourself. They began changing work that would men do, the women do. What women do, men do. They started to demoralize, to humiliate, to put the Jews in ghettos. They started do vayimor es chayehem. So that's what this Peter does. He breaks up the Shibud, the Shibud Malchus Egla. The Malchus Egla, which is Mitzrayim, which was a sophisticated country, which had a lot to offer, a beautiful nation. What they did to us was broken into three parts. First was, they sated our neshama with Ra. That refers to the neshama, refers to Yaakov Avinu. After Yaakov Avinu died, already they began to look upon us differently, when our neshama was weakened. The next part was the Koichi Kila, Vayavidu es b'nei Yisrael b'forech. And the third part was Chayai Meru b'koshi. That's the third part, Vayimoru es Chayayam. Nafshi, Koichi, Nafshi, Koichi, and Chayai. The corresponding to the Petir of Yaakov, Avoida Kosha, and Vayimoru es Chayayam, the three different stages. Okay, then the next part is very easy. Now, first, why does it say the word Segula? Mamlech es, we know that when we went out of Mitzrayim, we were the atem tihi yunlin mamlech es koyhanim v'goy kadosh. But it's more than that. Ve'avor elayich ve'arech nisposeses bidamoyich. Two different types of dam. Dam Pesach and dam Mila. The dam Mila is a prerequisite for the dam Pesach. So all the commentators tell us that what makes Klal Yisrael an Am Segula? Am Segula is related directly to Bris Mila. And the remes to this is when it says V'hiyisem li Segula mikol ho'amim, the last letters of V'hiyisem, mem, li yud, Segula is hey, mikol is lamed, spell the word Mila. So when it says to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we took out the Segula, we're combining to what he writes over here, he's signing over here, he's a lot of the sources that the reason why the Python was very select in using the word Segula, and he put this in connection with the Haitzi, V'erech eschem mispaseses bidomayach. The Pasuk makes it very clear that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, the last thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to take us out of Mitzrayim was the Dam Dan Pesach and Dan Mila, and the Dan Mila really is even a prerequisite for the Dan for the Dan Pesach. That was the segula. That's one of the special thing about Klal Yisrael that Hashem Baruch Hu saw in us the Yisem Lit Segula Lashon of Mila, and that's what we deserve to be taken out. Why does it say V'yodei Hagadola? By that's very poshut. By V'yar Yisraelis it's a Yod HaGadola. Klal Yisrael saw the Yod HaGadola asher osa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. So the Yod HaGadola is what's critical. Okay, next. Chel Paro, the army of Paro, v'chol zaro, yardu, they descend like a stone b'Mitzula in the depths. Okay, the only point that the Tzula refers to Gehenim. Okay, the Evan, the truth is there were three different types of punishment. Some people, they were stirred about like straw cash. And another group was sunk like lead. And the middle group, they sunk like stone. So it's not clear why, but the Python is focusing specifically on the middle group. The middle group, they sunk into the Mitzun, to the depths of the Yam Suf, like a stone. Now, why does it say here, V'chol Zaro? It's not necessarily true. Who left Mitzrayim? Who chased after Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim? Only 600 chariots. 600 chosen chariots. Some learn that
they follow the
chariots. Okay, so then you say v'chol zaro, or we can say, or vayar Yisrael. There's a famous medrash. They wanted to take it back. Or there's another famous medrash that says. Ki Hashem nilcham lohem b'mitzrayim. And what does Rashi say? B'mitzrayim, be'eretz Mitzrayim. K'shem she'elu loikim al hayam, kach loikim oisam shenish'aru b'mitzrayim. Rashi quotes this Chazal, that the extra reason when it says in the Pasuk, V'Hashem killed them, Ki Hashem nilcham lohem b'mitzrayim, the Egyptians, they got a report. They must have had cell phones. They must have had some type of radio contact with Mitzrayim. When they were drowning in the Yam Suf, they received reports, Ki Hashem nilcham lohem b'mitzrayim. Terrible things are happening in Egypt. Things, they're all dying there. So therefore it says here, not just on the Yam Suf, but the whole Zar, all of their children. Okay, that's one interpretation. Now there's another interpretation which he ties into a Pasuk. The Pasuk says as follows, a very difficult Pasuk. Asher, it's this Pasuk is written, where is this Pasuk? In Shemos, Perek Yudalit, Pasuk Lamed. Asher Hetzif es Mehayam Suf. Hashem dried up the Yam Suf. Vayabdem Hashem. Hashem destroyed them. Ad Hayom Hazeh. The commentators are very disturbed. What does the Pasuk mean? Hashem destroyed them. Ad Hayom Hazeh. It's obvious. Hashem destroyed the Egyptians. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Ad Hayom Hazeh. So the interpretation given by some of the commentators means that built into Yetzias Mitzrayim was a curse, was an eternal curse to the Egyptians, that they would never rise to be a superpower forever. In other words, even though only a select group of the Egyptians actually died, were killed at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yam Suf, and Hashem, Barachamov, allowed Egyptians to live, he allowed the nation to survive, we know it to be true in history. They never became, nothing ever became of Egypt. Egypt never rose to the status of a superpower in history from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a curse. You could have all the wealth in the world. You could have all of the talent. But it's just not going to happen that you will have the stature and have respect of the world to be viewed as a superpower. And that's what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he went and he dried up the Yam Suf and he destroyed the Egyptians. Ad Hayom Hazeh. You're cursed. Nothing will ever become of you. So here, that's what he wants to suggest in this Sefer, is that's what the Pasuk of means, V'chol Zara. Chel Paro V'chol Zara Yardu Ke'even Bimsula. They descend like a stone into the depths. What do you mean, like all of the Zara? It's not sure, it's not so. The only ones that were actually killed, that died, was the Chel Paro, the army of Paro. So the answer is, the Mitzula doesn't just mean simply the depths of the sea into the water. They drowned. The Mitzula means the depths of society. They became their stature in society is on the very bottom. The world is one big yam, and anyone that is held in low esteem is considered to be bimitsula of low stature. That's the chol zaro, the curse of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the Egypt. What happened to the Egyptian time of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Okay, let's go now to the next one. Next one is the Birkat Haviani, which we come to the Golus of Bavel.
I'm sorry.
Bavel. We're up to Bavel. Bavel is the Dvir Kodesh HaVyana Kodesh Baruch Hu. He brought us into the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is called the Dvir. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called the Dvir? Lashon of Dibur, it's the location where the Shechina communicates with Klal Yisrael. The Urim V'Tumim. The Urim and the Tumim, it's the Shorish of all divine communication. Every prophet only has the Koyach of Nevuah because the Shechina is resting in the Beis HaMikdash. He brought us into the Dvir Kodesh, whose holy sanctuary. HaVyani. When we came into Eretz Yisrael, it was not quiet without tzoros. Ultimately, Nebuchadnezzar, Bavel rose up upon Klal Yisrael. The 410 years of the Bayis Rishon was not peaceful. There was a tkufa. The last kufa of where Bavel rose to power, it was not quite. Uva Noges. Noges is a code word for Nebuchadnezzar. He is called the Noges in Yeshaya. Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, so this is a pasuk in Yeshaya. And the Pasuk Yeshayah clearly identifies Nebuchadnezzar as the Noges, the oppressor. Okay, so the Noges came over here along, Diglani, and he exiled us. Why? Ki Zarim Avadati. Here the Pasuk tells us, and this is a very fascinating piyut, we have a tradition. The reason why we went into Golis is because we worshipped, we did three Averos. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. The Python says there's only one Aver that we did, Avodah Zarah. Zarim, strangers, avadati, I worshipped strange idols. And indeed, there are other marmar chazal that support this. Even though you have to take every marmar chazal in moderation, or you have to contrast it to other marmar chazal. The Gemara says, gives a list, like 11 reasons why we went into Golis, but it says only 3 reasons we went into Golis. And yet, there's another chazal that says the ikur was Avodah Zarah. And what's the proof? I'll prove to you the ikur was Avodah Zarah. Because when Ezra rebuilt the Bayis Sheni, and he wanted to have guarantees that the Bayis would not be destroyed, which Avodah Zarah did he destroy? The Avodah Zarah, which Yetzirah did he destroy? The Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. He did not destroy the Yetzirah for Gilei Arayis and Shvichas Damim. He destroyed the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. So it goes to show that that was the Ikar. The fact that that was the one that he selected to obliterate in order to be guaranteed that there would not be another Churban, at least no time soon, and during the Bayis Sheni was the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, shows this was the Ikar cause of Chet that was responsible for us going into Golis. So that's what he said here.
Since Rachel stole the trophim of Lavan and she took it with her, and that caused her, this time he trusted nobody and he collected all the stuff and he destroyed it himself
to make sure it won't happen again.
Even anybody else's hands.
Okay, so that's the Von Noges, the Glani. The Noges is the Nebuchadnezzar. He exiled us, Ki Zarim Avadi, because we worship Avodah Zarah. Now, the Yain Ral Masachti. Now this is an expression which means we drank from the coast Hatarela. Ral means poison. Yain is intoxication. We were intoxicated. Masachti, he diluted for us. It basically means that he dulled our senses. Nebuchadnezzar, this is a very powerful yisod, that when Nebuchadnezzar took us into Golis, we're drunk. The Pasuk says you're drunk but not from wine. You are intoxicated. Your minds are dull. And indeed, this is what we learned today, that the Sanhedrin said to Achashverosh, the reason why we cannot decide if Vashti is Chayev Nisa is because we are in Golis, and in Golis we do not have the presence of mind, we do not have a clear mind to decide, to make a decision. So here it says that we have been intoxicated with a poisonous potion. The Yain Ral, the wine of poison Masachti, has been poured for us. Yeah?
Can you kind of ironic, since the Arba Malchios are supposed to get the Arba Kosos Shel Tarei.
Yes, the poor cups that they're supposed to get. But in the meantime, until Mashiach comes, we're the ones that are suffering. Kim'at Shavarti. Now this, what it means, we came that close to Shavarti, it would have come upon us. Shavarti here means it would have come upon us obliteration. This is based upon the Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exiled us 2 years in advance of the deadline. Because we really deserve to remain in Eretz Yisrael, even with our sins, we really deserve to remain in Eretz Yisrael for another 2 years. The only problem is, if we would have remained there for another 2 years, they would have been fulfilled v'noy shantan. It says in the beginning of Parashat Etzchanan that it will come a time that you will sin. V'noy shantan ba'aretz. The word v'noy shantan is b'gematria 852. And then the Badatem, and then the next passage goes on to say, after you will stay in the land for a long period of time, you will be utterly destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the deadline was approaching. We were reaching a point in time when we would have been there for 852 years. It would have been fulfilled vino shantem, and that would trigger the requirement of the Ibadatem in Hamakom Mahu to be obliterated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to prevent us from suffering the Ibadatem, so he prevented the vino shantem from being fulfilled. How did he prevent being fulfilled? He took us out of Eretz Yisrael 2 years in advance. So that's what it means over here. That's what it says over here. Why 2 years? Why not 1 year? So that we know, because 1 year really is the same as a gematria. You can be off by one. A gematria can be off by one. So therefore, we basically escaped by the skin of by a hair's breadth. We survived by a hair's breadth. Then kim'at shavarti. We just barely avoided it coming upon us, the korban, the punishment of the Badatem and Amakar Mahu. Now, the next part is very beautiful, especially now that we've learned Megillas Esther, we have an appreciation of what the next part is. We learned that Golus Bavel came to an end in three stages. What are the three stages? 70 years, the Yeshayah Yirmiyah said, after 70 years, I will redeem you. The Golus Bavel only lasts for 70 years. But how do we calculate 70 years? There are three different points. Number one is from the time Nebuchadnezzar became a world power. When did he become world power? When he conquered the capital of Ashur. The capital of Ashur is Nineveh. From the moment that he conquered Nineveh, we count 70 years, that it was exactly 70 years later that Belshazzar was killed. Belshazzar was killed the night when the handwriting appeared on the wall and Daniel came forward to interpret. That was 70 years to the day, from the moment when Nebuchadnezzar conquered Nineveh. The second Pekida was 70 years from the time Nebuchadnezzar exiled Yechoniah with the Chorosh Behamasker. And the third Pekida was 70 years from the time when Nebuchadnezzar exiled Sidkiyahu, which was 11 years later. If I'm not mistaken, there were 34 years from the time of Belshazzar being killed to the time of Golos Yehoyachin. So there were three different kufas. And that's exactly what it says here in this piyut. People don't know this. It's a very beautiful dig in this piyut. It says, Kates Bavel, period, Zerubbabel, period, Likates Shivim Noshati. What's the three? There are three different kitzim. How long will the Golus of Bavel last? Well, there's the Kates of Bavel, the Malchus of Bavel, 70 years since Nebuchadnezzar rose to power. When did that come to an end? With the death of Belshazzar. Then there was Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, he returned to Eretz Yisrael right at the time of the Purim story. Zerubbabel, he arrived in Eretz Yisrael 70 years to the day from the Golus of Yehoyachin. Zerubbabel was acting as the king. There was Zerubbabel, he was acting as the Melech of Klal Yisrael during the time of the very early stages of the rebuilding of the Bayis Sheni. He returned with a group of people sent by with Nehemiah during the time exactly 70 years from the Golus of Yehoyachin, 34 years after the fall of Belshazzar. And then Likat Shivim alludes to the 70 years from the time of Golus Tzidkiyahu. Tzidkiyo. So here we have here the three kitzim, the three kitzim of the 70 years that was predicted by Yirmiyahu. This Kitz Bavel, Baal Shetzar's death, Malchus Bavel is now over. Power has been transferred to Parasu Madai, Zerubbabel, 70 years from Yehachanya, Likeit Shivim, Tzidkiyahu. Noshati HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me, He lifted us out of this gulf. So let's review. We'll start with the Talmud Minchas at the same time. Okay, so let's review this. We'll chazir over here. This last stanza. Devir Kacho Heviani, Hashem brought us into Eretz Yisrael, into the Beis HaMikdash. Vigam Shem Lo Shakati, the 410 years was not without problems. It was not quiet. We suffered very much during these 410 years. And what happened ultimately? Uvonoges v'iglani, the Noges is the Nebuchadnezzar, he exiled us. What was the primary sin? Because we worshipped Avodah Zarah. And the proof is, Ezra, when he built the Bayis Sheni, he was Mevatel the Yetzer from Avodah Zarah, he Zorim Avadati. V'yein Ral Mosachti, and we drunk from the coast Hatarela, our senses were dulled in Gaulis. We were intoxicated, but not from wine. We were intoxicated from the liquid that dulls the person, the mind. When we're in Golis, the Sanhedrin no longer can think, but not because of the poison. Kemat Shavarti, and we're lucky that we escaped 2 years early. Had we been there another 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, then it would have come upon us, Avarti, the full wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it would have been fulfilled. V'ibadetem, we would have been completely destroyed. Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his anger on Itzim Avonim. But ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Golis in three stages. Stage 1 was Kitz Bavel, Stage 2 was Zerubbabel, and Stage 3 was from Tzidkiyahu Likeit Shivim Noshati. Alright, we'll continue tomorrow.